Welcome to the final chapter for Business 123, Introduction to Investments. We are so proud and grateful and honored and privileged that you have made it this far. Congratulations! Because now we're going to take a look at the ultimate investment, starting a business. Look, folks, it's definitely not for everyone, that's for sure. It's definitely not for everyone. It is the most lucrative, potentially, investment, but it's also one of the most riskiest and just exhausting and emotionally draining and financially draining and physically draining. So let's get started. On slide number two, the most profitable investment anyone can make is starting a business. And it's also one of the most riskiest investments anyone can make. I'm sure you've heard the statistics. 50% of businesses fail in the first year. 80% of businesses fail in the first 5 years. 100% of businesses fail in the first 10,000 years. Look, folks, the truth is that no one knows the failure rate of small businesses because no one, not even the IRS, although they're supposed to, knows how many small businesses there are. Another truth is that many small business owners will often fail two or three times until they succeed. Yes, you will talk to people in business and they will often tell you that there's no way they could work for somebody else. There's no way they could be an employee. It just was out of the question. They had to start their own business. And the eerie, crazy thing is, it runs in families. Maybe it's something in the gene, or is it nurture or nature? We don't know. But it is so typical that if the person is in business, you talk to them, and their uncle or their parents or whatever, their brothers, they're in business also. So it seems to be a cultural thing. It might even be a genetic thing. I don't know, and I don't think it matters. And that doesn't mean if no one in your family has their own business that you shouldn't start a business. That's not the case at all. The case is, do you have something to offer to the world? And there's the old saying of the dump truck driving around with a sign on this side saying, find a need and fill it. Whatever you decide, if you decide to get involved in business, realize that you are not alone. There is an entire armies of folks out there who want you to succeed. Why? It's very simple. Small businesses are the backbone of the economy. We hear all about the big companies, and of course, they're the companies that we can invest in. But every big company was once a small company, and I forget the exact statistic, but the bulk of the economy is small business. So here are a few groups that want you to succeed. One of the most storied, and it's been around for, I don't know, 60, 70 years, is SCORE, Service Corps of Retired Executives. I don't think they call themselves that anymore. They just call them SCORE. They call themselves SCORE. And these people are cool. I haven't been to one of their seminars in a long time, but I used to go often. And what they'll do is they'll try to scare you. They'll say, boo, you know, you're going to fail. And then if you're still around after they do that, they say, okay, let's get to work. So check out their seminars and the like. Kiva is a peer-to-peer lending organization. So it will help you with the funds necessary to get started. Although it's more, as I noticed, it's more geared toward raising the funds. So they're actually, when you go to their website, they're more trying to get you to be one of the lenders. Accessity used to be Axion San Diego, which I was involved with a long time ago. Then they disappeared and they came back. Now it's called Accessity. Be careful. AxionSanDiego.com is a, looks like a scam. So be careful which website you go to. And then at Southwestern's National City Campus is a phenomenal resource. It's federal money, but it's run by local organizations, and we happen to be the South San Diego Small Business Development Center. There's a North San Diego also, I think, in MiraCosta Community College. So check us out. And again, I used to go just because I used to love being around all these people who are interested in or already in business, because it's exciting. It's contagious, the excitement and the energy, just being around people who are doing it. And of course, some of them are going to fail and some of them are going to succeed. And you often learn from people who have learned the hard way. And then don't forget that Southwestern Community College has many resources available. The Business 120 Introduction to Investment class. Introduction to Business class. Business 123 is our class. The Business 145 class. We don't offer it that much. It's a one-unit class, but it's tremendous. It's called Financial Plan Management for Small Business, I think. And I haven't taught it since 2009. But it's a wonderful class because it teaches you how to keep your nose clean, right? Because I can't tell you how many, not that many, because I didn't teach it that many times, but it was several people who came to this class really not knowing anything about what they were supposed to be doing as a business owner. You know, they hadn't filed a business, doing business as a DBA. They didn't file a DBA for the name of the business. They didn't have a checking account. They did everything out of their pocket. They didn't really record anything. Everything was basically cash. And, that's not what you're supposed to do. That's why you'll learn in Business 145, the minimum to keep your nose clean. And then also another great class to take, although it's not fun, is Business 140, Business Law, which is, again, keeping your nose clean, contracts and the like. So don't go it alone. There are tremendous resources available to small business owners. And one piece of advice that, for what it's worth, franchises. Franchises get a bad name often, and for some good reason. There are some really horrible franchises. One of them is Subway, who treat their franchisees really horribly. But then there are the gold standards of franchises like 7-Eleven and McDonald's. Of course, McDonald's, you need a ton of money to get involved, and it takes years. Where 7-Eleven is not that difficult to get involved in their system. And these people want you to succeed. Maybe not Subway, but the others, because if you succeed, they succeed. And it turns out that if you get involved in a franchise, you won't make as much money if you had done it all on your own, but the chances of you succeeding are a whole lot better. The chances of you being around in business 5 years from now are a whole lot better than if you did it alone. Another way to get involved is to work for a company as a manager, work your way up with the manager with the idea. And you can tell them. You can tell them that you're interested in getting involved in this business. You know, I eventually want to have my own coffee shop or my own restaurant or my own cleaning service or whatever. And a lot of these business owners are getting old there, folks, and they're looking to retire, and they want to eventually sell their business. Maybe the kids want nothing to do with it. And so you could work your way into a business that way. This is especially true of insurance companies and brokerage firms and the like, because there's an awful lot of insurance agents and brokers and not so much in the banking system, but in the mortgage brokers, again, that's a whole other world. But eventually they're going to want to either pass it on to their kids, and who might not want anything to do with it, or sell it to somebody like you. So you learn the ropes, learn what it's like to open up a florist shop. There's a wonderful example of a woman who loved flowers, and all she wanted to do eventually was to start a flower shop, and she spent her whole life savings. Turned out she couldn't be around flowers 8 hours, 12 hours a day. She was allergic to them. It was okay. A simple bouquet at home was fine, but being around flowers, yeah, don't learn that way. Get involved in the business first. And that's, you know, there are lots of things that you'll learn just by being around business people and taking these classes. And that's it, dear students. We're finished. We're done. And I often like to start at the ending and end at the beginning. And so if you go back to the very first slide that we looked at this perspective. It is a gloomy moment in history. Never has the future seemed so dark and incalculable. The United States is beset with racial, industrial, and commercial chaos drifting we know not where. Of our troubles, no one can see the end. And when was this? Well, 1847. And we've been doing pretty darn well, for the most part, you know, since then. And so I want to leave you with a different perspective. It is a fortunate moment in history. Never has the future seemed so bright and promising. The United States is the most racially diverse, industrially strong, and commercially prosperous nation in the history of the world. Of our continued success, no one can see the end. Now, who said this? When did they say it? Me! Me! Now, I know, folks, it looks scary, and it may just turn out that the economy is trumped by politics. No pun intended. But I'm very optimistic economically about the next 20, 30, 40 years. I've told you many of the reasons why. The tools that the young people have, their outlook is so optimistic and promising and exciting. We'll see. You know, we'll see. I don't know. 30, 40 years from now, I won't be around, but you will. Many of you will. And hopefully you have started putting money away in a boring mutual fund, or maybe you've chosen to pick stocks and, you know, don't get too aggressive. Maybe a little bit every once in a while. And you still can have mutual funds in your 401k at work or 403b and a Roth IRA. And you will be comfortably well off at that time. And you will have also contributed to the growth of the global economy, which will raise the standard of living for people all around the world. And I know it sounds like a really bad ad, but it's my take on it. It's my story, and I'm sticking with it. So, dear students, there's no words to describe how grateful we are that you have come this far with us. You are awesome. You are official investment gurus. You are going to speak with authority with your friends and family and coworkers. We wish you the best of success. Remember that wonderprofessor.com will be up as long as I'm still alive. It'll still be kicking. You can always contact me. We love to hear how our students are succeeding. And you know how I'm going to end, right? Oh, by the way, don't forget to evaluate me. This is your turn to evaluate me. I don't look at them until 2 or 3 weeks after the semester's over. I don't even bother looking at them until all the grades are turned in, so it's not gonna hurt your grade, it's not gonna help your grade, and it's all anonymous anyway, so it doesn't matter. You know how I'm gonna end, right? Whatever you do in life, don't give up, never give up. Thank you so much for being in our class. We hope that this class will be one of the few classes that 10, 20, 30 years from now, you can look back and say, you know what, that class actually helped me in this joyful, sad, beautiful, ugly, crazy, absurd, scary adventure that we call life. Thank you so much for being in our class, dear students. Be awesome. We wish you the best of luck and success.